Mind Canyon is an entirely improvised podcast. Music and sound effects are added afterwards. Topics are devised by Charlie Kemp and Steve Dawson. This week's cast are...
Ruth Bratt.
Naomi Peterson.
Lola Rose Maxwell.
Mind Canyon.
Mind Canyon.
Mind the Canyon.
We're sorry, the canyon.
Please, Mind the Canyon.
Sure, I said
Mind the Canyon.
One year.
One whole year.
I can't believe it.
We haven't been decommissioned.
I thought we'd celebrate, and I brought a cake.
Oh my...
Yeah, which I did drop on the floor on the way here.
Yeah, I did.
But I did pick it up and try and put it back together. There's a bit of paper for a massage parlour in the top there. Ignore that.
I know we said we wouldn't. I've got you a present.
We said we wouldn't.
No, I know we said we wouldn't, but I've got you a present.
Right, but we said we wouldn't.
Just let me just... Quite incredibly heavy. Do you want to open it?
I mean, it's shaped like an anvil.
It might surprise you when you open it.
It's an anvil.
Yeah, it's an anvil.
We said we wouldn't do presents. Do you want £10?
You don't give me £10 for a present.
Well, you can get anything you want. It's probably better. Because like, what am I going to do with an anvil? For £10,
you said they were your favourite band.
Anyway, it's been a year, and we all have our favourite episodes, like that episode where we attempted to name all of the Marvel characters.
Captain America.
Batman and Robert.
The Green Lighting.
The Flash.
Thor, Ragnarok. And then my favourite episode was the one where we discovered a new element. Oh. A new element.
We went out and we checked in with all the listeners to find out what their favourite episodes were.
I really liked the one on intersectional feminism. I thought they really dealt with that incredibly well. It's good to hear it from a male perspective.
I mean, absolutely, there's privilege.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
There's privilege, and I think the way between the two.
Sorry, can
absolutely.
You just say
yes. No, please.
We're just trying to get to the bottom of this.
The main thing is, just as a man, I think I understand quite a lot.
I'm really sorry. Where's that tea?
My favourite episode of the year probably was when it was the year anniversary, and Charlie gave Stephen an anvil for a present, and it was really great stuff, because actually Stephen hadn't got Charlie anything at all, and Charlie was very upset.
My favourite episode hasn't actually happened yet. It's one that's going to be recorded in the summer. There's just lots of hijinks around because it's very hot in the studio. Steve's sweating and Charlie has to remove all of his clothes. It really makes me laugh, or it's going to in about 6 months.
I think my favourite one was the one where it was just silence for the whole episode. Like, you know, an experimental musical podcast, but not music. Silence.
Hi, Punch Dragon 2000 here. My favourite episode is probably the one that actually nobody else has listened to, only I've heard it. Charlie and Steve weren't actually even there. It was actually me recording an episode based on a documentary of myself. It's fantastic, it's available on iTunes, and you're welcome. Hi, Punch Dragon 2000. I'm ready here with my dragon and my punching bag, ready to get to the bottom of some punches and kill a few dragons.
God, it's been one hell of a year.
It really has. It really has. And I look back and I think to myself, there's nothing but joy that this year has brought. And we're hoping to have another successful year.
The world is going to end this year.
Oh.
We got a call this week.
Yeah, we did. From a government whistleblower.
Yeah, who has told us that, to their understanding, this is going to be the last 2020... or a year that there ever will be.
The last 2020 year.
It's going to be the last 2020 there ever will be, and also the last of the years.
Okay, because I think that the first part of that sentence is redundant.
Hi, it's Penelope Shearsmith, calling from the government. Steve listens.
Sorry, you just called me in the shower, so I'm just...
Can we FaceTime?
No, I just come out of the shower.
I'd like to FaceTime you now.
I'm just going to put some clothes on if you want.
No.
Steve, can you take the shower gel out of the shower with you?
Yeah.
Can I just please use it?
Okay, here you go.
Cheers, mate.
So I'm just showering with Charlie.
Listen to me. This is going to be the last 2020 there ever is. No more 2020 vision. No more 2020 box sets. No more 2020 ever. Do you understand me?
You're saying this is the last 2020 ever.
Exactly. And the last of the year. Okay, bye.
Wow. It's chilling to be told from such a senior source that kind of information.
Sorry, Penelope, who were you just talking to?
What?
Who were you just...
My phone. I was talking to
my
phone.
Were you talking to the presenters of an improvised podcast about that deeply classified information?
No, I wanted to tell my phone a secret. I wanted to tell it that this is the last year. Have I done a bad...
Lots of people have predicted the end of the world throughout history.
It's almost like a pastime for some people.
It really is. I mean, for Nostradamus, very much it was, I believe.
It was pretty much
all he did.
His job.
Yeah, yeah.
The world's going to end again. It's definitely this year going to end, actually.
Nostradamus, come and play cricket with us.
No, sorry, I can't. I've got to predict the end of the world again.
We've got our rights on.
Well, yep, that may well be. Have a lovely time, but what's the point in playing cricket when the world's going to end, boys?
I've got a bat and a ball.
Well, soon the bat and the ball will be engulfed in fiery flames.
Nostradamus, we've got a hoop and a stick. Come on.
Oh, we may have a hoop and a stick, but I've got visions.
I've just kissed a girl behind the temple.
Well, you might have kissed her, but it's not going to go any further because the world's going
to
end.
I just got fingered at by the bike shed.
Well,
Nostradamus.
Okay, I'm going to talk to you about your morals and maybe your self-respect there, but the world's going to end.
Fuck off, Nostradamus. We're in control of our own bodies and have agency over them.
Yep. I'm still going to talk to you about self-respect. If you're going to get fingered, maybe not behind the bike sheds. Find somewhere pleasant to do it. You're giving him a bad idea.
Pretty good quality recording for 1500s.
I think a lot of people think that the 1500s were like the Dark Ages or
something. Like they didn't have tape recorders.
Like they didn't have tape recorders. It was Zoom mics. Clearly every one of those people had a lapel mic on at that point, so...
Let's be honest, that's quite yearist. Like offensive to the year 1500.
I get it.
I
thought I was going to have to do an apology.
What everyone's saying.
Oh, God. I thought I was going to get cancelled there for a minute.
There's so many other reasons you get cancelled.
Oh, come on. Like what?
That feminist podcast we did.
Oh, yeah. We should have been cancelled for that. Obviously, the government believe that the world is going to end, and they don't want to tell us this, but I guess what we need to know is how will it end and when will it end?
Without any direct contact with the whistleblower, I did attempt to try and call them back, but they didn't answer. So the only way we're going to find out is to see if anyone else knows how the world might end. So we visited a conference where a lot of the people who hope that the world will end, I say hope, maybe hope's the wrong word.
Predict
that the world will end. The people from various cults and sciences get together to discuss how we're all going to die.
Absolutely, at the Queen Elizabeth Centre in Westminster.
I think, I hope that we will all just get transported via this cloud to another dimension. There will also be frogs. That's all I have so far.
And how did you come across this?
Just a hunch, just a theorem. And you've got to trust your feeling and your guts.
Right.
I just have been asked by our producer, Janet, to just be a little bit more evidence-based.
Guys, you have got to be more evidence-based. So much of what you're talking about is just conjecture.
Right, Janet.
You know, I've got money on this.
Okay, yeah.
Janet, just... come and play cricket with us.
Oh, God. My kids, I've
come
got...
on, Janet.
Okay, yeah, I'll be out to play cricket. I told them to call me Janet because, you know, I didn't want to be called Mum because that's the patriarchy. So Janet.
Getting fingered behind the bike shed.
All right, Claire. Could we just make it more evidence?
Start the probing questioning because your kids are talking about fingering quite openly with their mother.
Okay. Well, you know, we're a modern family, and I mean, why do you have a problem with it?
I just think it's.
Do you not want women to express themselves? This is just like that feminist podcast, guys.
Well, actually, we are feminists in many ways.
Yeah, I'm a big feminist.
No, you're not. You're standing on my neck.
Shut up and get us tea,
guys.
Yeah.
Just evidence, okay?
Yeah.
And okay. I've got evidence here that you are not feminists, okay? Evidence-based. No more of this wishy-washy. All right, kids, I'm coming up now.
Yay!
Okay, you guys want evidence, right? You're in the right place, all right? This is the conference. And you've heard a lot of theories. You've heard a lot of crazy hippie talk. Yeah. And I'm telling you...
Can I ask you a quick question? Would you say theory or theorem?
I would say both.
Oh,
theory,
okay.
Theory, theorem.
Okay, because I was going to go back and tell the other lady that she got it wrong.
You should.
Yeah, okay.
You should do that.
Just to let you know, I think it's theory, not theorem.
Why have you come to my house?
It took actually a lot of effort to track you down, but I just didn't want you saying theorem in front of other people.
I chose to say theorem because I think there's power in being wrong.
Oh. Well, in that case, I'll probably head back to London then.
The last bus is gone. Would you like to come in?
Can I stay?
I'm serving cakes for tea.
After all the flack we got for doing the feminist episode, should you be following women back to their houses?
Yeah, in retrospect, that's probably a big mistake. Yeah. I stayed the night, actually.
Guys, we've had a complaint that you have been following women back to their houses. This just isn't good enough, you know? Yeah. I'm producing this and you're making a mockery of me.
Janet, I am so sorry. In my defence, she said theorem instead of theory.
Totally fair enough. No, you have to correct that sort of thing.
Yeah, thanks, Janet.
All right,
cheers.
Next time you do it, make sure there's a chaperone.
Yeah, okay.
Janet, come play cricket with us!
All right, I've got to play cricket with my children. I know it's midnight, but they're very obsessive. And because we are a modern family, I let them do what they want to do. Because
who's getting fingered first?
They're older than they sound.
Okay, so you've come to my house to get some evidence.
Yeah,
a likely story.
No, we really have. I cut you off mid-sentence.
Yeah, that's why I said a likely story.
I'm technically the chaperone. I don't know if that makes it better or worse.
I don't know.
My chaperone?
No, not my chaperone.
Should I have a chaperone?
Oh, if you'd like
a
chaperone.
In this situation, I don't know.
Guys, I've had another complaint. You're going to have another chaperone. It's not good enough that you're chaperoning one another. That's not chaperoning, that's just the two of you. You have to find someone, and when you find them, will you please ask them if they can just burn some cricket bats?
There's one wicket left!
Just find a chaperone.
Sorry, we're back again. We've got a...
Is that Keith Allen?
Yes, that's Keith Allen.
Yes, that's
Keith Allen, the actor.
Hey!
Yeah, he's our chaperone.
All right.
Put the coke away, Keith.
You've got to come down to my basement.
Oh, yeah, okay. That seems fine.
I don't see any reason why we wouldn't go into someone's basement.
Yeah, sure.
You want to evidence the world is going to end?
Yeah,
I've got some drawings that I've done.
Yeah, I'd love to see some drawings of how the world ends. Yeah, that sounds great.
You'd love to?
I mean, I
love art.
This isn't art, this is prophecy. Keith, you understand.
Me!
Exactly. Come on. Look. See? Flames.
Okay, just to describe where we are, there's shelves all around the room with a series of
boxes. I put these
shelves
up myself.
Yeah, I'm doing the description.
Okay, just saying. Okay, fine. You know, I can do
there's
DIY.
Covered in labelled boxes everywhere. And
there's jars of urine in that cupboard there. I did that myself.
Again, we're describing it.
My name is Dr. Céline Montreau, and...
I hope you don't mind us bringing Keith Allen.
No, I see you have... Oh, bonjour, Monsieur Keith. I am, of course, a scientist of love. I predict and I analyze the chemistry between two people, and I analyze how they will get together. That is the science behind my profession. So I think that the world this year will end due to lack of love.
I went to see
Dr. Montrose to find out if I could find love. And she said, absolutely not. There's not cat's chance in hell. So I've given up on it. I believe that she's got science on her side.
I should also add that at one point a very small, weedy little boy came to me and asked if he could find love, and I had to be honest with him and say no. And he had this strange, mad look in his eye when he left.
I went to see Dr. Montrose to see if I could find love because I've sort of got quite a chiseled skin and not a very small person. She said no.
I should also add there was another man, a very strange looking man. He had a very deep voice, and I said with a voice like that, absolument no. He too got a very mad look in his eye. I think perhaps these people that I am telling, no, there is no love for you. Maybe, I don't know, they will blow up something big.
I just want to describe the room we're in at the moment. We're down in a basement. There's a lot of shelves up on the wall.
I put these up myself.
Oh. Hi. I didn't know you were with us.
This is my basement.
Oh, okay.
Yes, this is my life partner.
I've just realised we're in the same house.
And now we're in the same house room. We just drove around the block and came back there. Keith, you didn't mention anything.
There will be no love for you, Keith Allen.
That was an interesting conference. I feel that we keep cutting away from the person who's going to tell us the information.
Yeah.
And Janet is glaring at me over the table here because I think what we're doing is falling into our old trap. Just to let you know, by the way, the room we're in has a number of soundproofing.
Charlie.
I am so sorry, Janet.
So obvious that that's where you are. So you're in a
4 weeks to go! Come on, Janet! Just,
please, will you please burn them?
Burn what?
Not the children.
Not the
cricket,
children, okay.
The cricket paraphernalia.
Yes, so we're day three of the conference now, obviously. My name's Simon Gum.
Can I just say the room we're in is a really big, vast area. It's the pictures.
Oh, it's Keith Allen, great. Now, thanks for sticking around today, boys. You've been here the last couple of days, but you keep leaving very early and following women home. I hope you've got the evidence you need, but if not, there's going to be a very interesting talk later about the exact scientific details why the world will end. I believe that's happening around 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Anyway, the canteen's open all day for coffees made by me, Simon Gum.
I've got to leave at 3.
Yeah, I was hoping to go and watch Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, I've seen it, so...
Is it good?
It's good, but there's a couple of bits where I'd be like, why'd you make that decision?
Yeah, that's made for kids, really, in a way.
Guys, it's not a film review podcast. That's not what you're doing. You're meant to be finding out how the world's going to end, and my world is going to end if those children don't stop playing cricket.
Come on, we've got toothpaste on our faces.
Why is that anything to do with cricket?
You know, to stop the sun.
How did I
score
these?
Bowling, batting, running,
out. Help me! Help me!
We should probably close the door to the studio. I'm just gonna... We got this whistleblower. We need to find out exactly who that person is. I tried calling them back. That didn't work.
Just went to voicemail, did it?
Hi, you're through to the voicemail of Penelope Shearsmith. I'm a whistleblower for the government. And if you'd like to leave a message, please do so after the beep.
And she then interrupted and just told us her address as well.
Sorry, I'm just going to interrupt my own voice message to say that I live at number 90, Rivulet Apartments, N42GS. If you need me, that's where I'll be.
Hi, Penelope. It's Jane here. Just wondering what time you're going to be home. I'm sorry about the other day. I know we had a bit of a fight, and it was a bit sad, and it's not like me, you know, after I had a few drinks, but, I thought I'd cook you a nice meal tonight, so, call me back when you get this, and
hopefully you can, I thought there might be some evidence. I followed you home, and I'm actually in the kitchen. I should probably, if you just let me out, I can go
check Keith Allen.
Yeah, with Keith Allen, which is...
Oh, I'm Penelope. I think you better get home. There's a man here, and also Keith Allen.
So you found the house?
I found the house, yeah. I found the house. We've been there already. We've been down into the basement before and described
it. The same
it.
House?
The same house where she lived. Do you remember
she said... I need to stop relying on the sat-nav.
All the things up herself. Yeah, absolutely. Interestingly, this time I was round, I noticed that Joan... I probably didn't notice it the first time she spoke to us, mm-hmm. but you know, she had four legs. And a mane and a tail.
Penelope, look, this is the third time I'm trying to get through to you. Can you pick up your phone, please? I've been trotting around in the paddock for hours, just waiting for you to get back. I thought I'd prepare a nice meal. I've just been sort of snacking on apples, really, until you get home. So, look, I'd really want us to make up. I'm sorry about what I said, and I'm sorry about the drinking. I want to make you a lovely meal.
And that was a lot easier tracking down who the person was than I thought it would be. Now, there are a number of people in the world who plan for the end of the world coming, and they believe they're called preppers.
Hey, welcome to the bunker.
Oh, how
wow. did you leave? Yeah, would you like to describe it for you?
Yeah, a sort of curved roof room. It's a bunker, yeah. And on the walls...
Nothing.
Yeah, but bricks.
If you press that button... press that button.
This one.
Press that button right there.
Press that button.
Okay.
Oh, look, there's a whole room behind it that's full of canned goods.
Yay!
Oh, wow.
Yay.
We're prepared.
And if you press that other button, the one behind the bean.
That one.
This one.
That's the one. Uh-huh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, there's a room behind it full of guns.
Yay!
Oh, press that other button.
Okay.
Oh, disco tag.
Yay!
Gotta have fun while the world's dying.
Can we just press all the buttons?
Not all the buttons, no.
While we were there, I couldn't help but think that if I was to be trapped for the rest of my life in a bunker with those people, it would be really annoying.
We should just point this out, not because they're women. That's really
okay,
important.
Okay, this is really... No, but, this is
that's
getting,
not what
this
I meant. Wait,
there's
you're putting
so
words in my
many
mouth.
Complaints now. Okay, they're just literally piling up. You have to stop following women. You have to stop suggesting that women are annoying. You
just
have
those
to help
ones.
Me with
Come
my
on,
children.
Jennifer, the body's getting six fans over here.
Do you guys have any sense of when the world might end?
We all did our tarot cards.
We did.
So we all do each other's, you know?
Because you can't do your own cards.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I can see the table you were doing on with the cards laid out.
That's right, I mean, would you like to do it now? Would you like to do it? We could do yours.
I love
yay! Tarot.
Yay, tarot.
Push the button.
Push the card. Don't press that button.
Sorry.
Oopsie. No, you pressed the wrong button. No, when you go up there, you'll know what you did. Just turn a card.
Okay, so I've got
while you guys do this, I'm going to have a little bit of a dance in the disco.
Sure, you can
yourself. All right, cheers.
So what is your first card that you've picked out?
What's it? This one called? It's got the skeletons on?
Oh, that's death.
Oh.
Death. Oh. That's my favorite card. Actually, it just means the beginning of something new.
Okay, fine.
The beginning of a new death.
Yeah, like the beginning of the end of the world.
Yeah, right, optimism.
Yay!
Let's have fun. Pick your next card. Come on.
Sorry. Do you have Uptown Funk on the playlist at all?
I mean, maybe a cover.
Cover of Uptown Funk.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm happy to listen to that. Yeah,
we've got the Johnny Cash version of Uptown Funk.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, so next card.
Oh.
It's another death card.
That's not death, that's destruction.
Okay.
Very similar, but actually very different.
Right,
it's like the beginning of complete annihilation of the soul and the self.
Yeah.
So it's a good card.
It is, because once that's all gone, you can rebuild from the beginning again.
And it'll be like, who are you? Maybe you're a little cockroach.
Yeah.
You're a cockroach.
You can be whoever you want to be.
This
whatever kind of cockroach you want to be.
That high school, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh my god, I love this song!
Yeah!
This one for them good girls.
Should I just pick another card?
Yeah,
pick another
card.
There's
another
card.
Okay, cool. Johnny Cash is singing.
Okay. Let me just take it on. That's a painting of me.
Yeah.
Ooh, you got the U card.
Blood coming out of my eyes.
That's right.
It's good because it means like the total apocalypse of you. Yeah.
How's it got my face on it?
Well, because you picked it. It's tarot. God, it's mystical.
Like, how does it do it? Like, maybe it's cockroaches. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
or maybe we've been following you home.
Maybe we knew you were coming.
Yeah. I'd like to leave Charlie. I'm scared.
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
That's okay. You can leave Charlie here.
Okay. Yeah. Charlie's ours now.
I'll stay here. And why doesn't Keith take you out of the... They were quite sinister, because when you left, they kept me there for quite a long time.
What's quite a long time for you?
25 minutes, half an hour.
Yeah, like if a podcast went over that, I'd be like, this is too much.
This is too long for a podcast.
Yeah.
It's very strange. There's three women. Actually, their bunker's in the back garden of a semi in Surbiton.
It's not the same one with the basement.
Hold on a second. Yeah, it's the exact same address that Penelope Shearsmith lived at.
Feel like there's a link that we're missing?
Yeah. Actually, before we try and solve the link, I didn't want to say I brought an a cappella group to sing us happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Wow.
Don't know if you noticed, but one of the singers in the group was a sassy horse.
I didn't. Now you mention it, though, I didn't notice. But yeah.
Look, can you just not talk about my friend that way? Because actually, just because he's got a deep voice doesn't mean he's a sassy horse.
Look, I'm not a horse, okay? I'm not. I look like a horse. I shit like a horse. I fuck like a horse, but I'm not a horse.
No, he's not a horse. We're just three people who got together because of loneliness and never finding love.
We met on the internet.
Yeah.
In a basement.
Yeah, with shelves and urine.
So, we were talking about something before I got the singers in. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, everything coming back to the same place.
Was that it?
Before that, you were talking about your chair and how much of a problem your chair's been
recently. Yeah, actually, Janet, this chair's quite bad for lower back.
Right, well, maybe you should just fuck off. I'm not your mother as well as theirs. I can't... why are you such a man-child, Charlie?
Oh, wow, that's a bit sexist. Is that... Am I...
No, I don't think it can be sexist because it's all to do with the who's in power and...
Clearly, the patriarchy means that...
The power, the butter,
My children have all the power.
Janet, we're losing. Come on.
We're losing to South Africa.
Janet, do you want to go out and play with them?
I really don't.
Please come and play. It's all I want for my 24th birthday.
How are they still at home is my question.
Oh, well.
Getting really sunburned.
Yeah, houses are hard to buy nowadays, aren't they?
Yeah, we all have to live in the same house.
Do you have a basement?
Yeah, with shelves and urine. All right, I'm coming.
So the time is 3 o'clock and we're in the grand main hall. There's sort of a...
Boom, 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 boom.
The same vocal group is in the room whilst I believe someone was about to give a lecture on...
Is this thing on? Sorry, I was just checking the microphone. Look, thank you all for staying. Obviously, we've got our guest speaker. We're really excited to have this particular gentleman here with us today. He's a man of science, he's a man of letters, he's a man of knowledge, and he's a man of music and acting. Please welcome to the stage your friend and mine, Mr. Keith Allen.
Now, hopefully we should, Charlie. I'm really hoping we'll get the date and how...
I think that tells you all you need to know about the
incredible scenes here. Please go out, spread the message far and wide. We need to prepare for this disaster this year. Thank you very much, Keith. Dum, 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 dum. That's still on. Good.
I've just put Keith Allen's speech through Google Translate, which I've just put it on a Cockney setting there.
Okay, yeah.
The end of the world will happen in 2020. It will get gradually hotter and hotter. Studios and houses will become uninhabitable, mainly due to climate change and war.
What if I type in, like, an insult?
Fuck you, Charlie. I don't like anvils.
Do you not like the anvil?
No,
So, do you know what? If you don't like the anvil, mate, I'll take it back to the shop. It's not a problem.
Fine.
It's fine.
I think you're supposed to arch your back more as you lift it.
No, you keep the back straight and you twist and wrench from the lower back. It's the leg straight.
Do that, yeah.
Sorry, mate, there's no refunds.
Right.
You can do exchange. Get your gift card.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I guess a gift card would be good. Can I put it down on the counter?
Rather you didn't.
Right, okay.
Hi guys, it's Penny here, the new producer. Janet's off on a cricket tour with her children.
Yeah.
Look, I like what you got, although we still don't have
come
any...
Come on, Penny, come and play!
Sorry.
Come on, Penny, it's time to play cricket!
My parents are outside, sorry. do some runs, I'll be out there in a sec.
I've got my pants on!
All right, Dad, I'll be...
White.
All right, Mum. Look, I feel like the real story here isn't about... the end of the world. I think it's about the fact that all these people lived in the same house.
Willow Penny!
I'm coming, you rascal! I'm just saying, the climate change thing, we haven't learned anything, the end of the world thing.
Climate change isn't sort of... It's not proven in any way, though.
Look, just what's the real story here? Oh, Dad, stop tickling me!
Come on, Penny! Come on, Penny!
So I guess the real story then is Johnny Cash's version of Uptown Funk is that's license-free.
Yeah, but no one's ever going to love again. A lot of people live in one house.
I feel like our year anniversary one hasn't really...
Do you want some cake?
Yeah, sure.
It's definitely a horse.
I'm the horse.
Mind the canyon.
We're sorry, the canyon.
Mind the canyon.
That's the end of it. Thank you so much to our amazing guests. Lola, have you? What are you?
What am I?
What are you? What are you up to?
Thanks so much, guys. That was really fun. If you like this podcast, there's a better podcast that I made with my brother called The Infinite Fairy Tale. It's like this, but it's a lot better.
It is very good.
And 6 episodes available on the internet.
Just 6?
Oh. Yeah, just 6, yeah. It's quality,
like
not
half
quantity.
Half a year's worth?
It did take about 2 years.
Yeah. Nemi.
Yes, thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
I love the way everyone's thanking us. Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
Oh, I was just being polite.
No.
I don't have a podcast, but I did make a student film in 2011 at drama school. I think it's still on YouTube. It'll be quite far down the search. Just type in my name and you should find it.
What's
I think
the title
it's called,
of the film?
Oh God, I can't remember. It's about a woman who's in a love triangle. I play the woman.
Who plays a love triangle? Ruth.
Oh, hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
I had to say that now. Yeah. I know, I blend in. It's so grey. Well, I'm doing the usual. Showstopper continues to tour. The never-ending tour of Showstopper. So we're touring around the UK and monthly in London's glittering West End.
You're like the Grateful Dead of improv, aren't you?
Just constant tours. Yeah. Just never-ending tour of joy and wonder. I'm also making pots.
I've seen those on your Instagram.
Pots. Yeah, my really ceramics pots. Now. In fact, this weekend, I went round to my mate's house and we fired pots in her back garden in a bin.
How do you do that?
You basically put loads of... like sawdust for guinea pigs, you know, right. that stuff, that bedding sawdust in the yeah. bottom of a bin.
And then a couple of metal guinea bin, pigs.
Yeah, a couple of guinea pigs as so fire lighters. and then you put the pots in, and then you put wood on top and you set light to it. And
it fires them in there.
Yeah. One of them exploded, which was great because we'd made two. Well, her husband had made two vents outside the bin, and it just went for boom.
Wow.
It was great. Yeah, it's really good fun, and you can do it on a barbecue as well.
Oh wow!
This feels like more like a normal podcast,
it does, doesn't it? Yeah,
I feel like I should give an actual promo.
I think you should.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Let's do actual promo.
If this goes out before February, come and see the Free Association at Vault Festival. If it goes out after February, then like come and see us another time. I think that's that was a serious bit. But also do check out that short film because it's terrible. It's really bad.
Have you got a proper?
Was a proper one.
Yeah,
I've got a podcast.
It's really good.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to make a pot, I can tell you loads of places that are really good for making pots.
I did a whole module on pottery at uni. Ancient Greek pottery, and there's a lot of pottery pornography back then. Oh. A lot.
Like pictures.
Pottery porn, it's a big deal.
Pottery penises. I mean, basically, when you make pots, there is a lot of phallic stuff going on.
Yeah.
But that's just your pots, right?
That's my pots. Yeah. My pots are filth.
pots.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.